by Connor to keep it alive, and it's passed back over. Free ball to Ord, set outside for Alexander. Off the block, Mestel makes the dig. Connor outside McKelvey, it's down and good off of the tip. Haley McKelvey with her third kill.
Today, the C1 State Tournament begins in Hastings as the Kearney Catholic Stars battle the Norfolk Catholic Knights. High school volleyball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the ESPN Sports Club.
Carson floats it back to McCann. Connor gets it up to Conley, who terminates. Ellie Conley with her second kill. Got a real good run at that one.
Kearney Catholic is the defending state runner-up. A win today against the Norfolk Catholic sets up a potential rematch with Grand Island Central Catholic, the only team to beat the Stars this season. It's the Knights and the Stars coming up next. But first, the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Lynn Farrell Arena at Hastings College right after this word from new Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Lynn Farrell Arena on the campus of Hastings College for the start of the 2011 Nebraska State High School Volleyball Tournament. Doug Duda with you here on the New Tech Seed pregame show as we bring you coverage of Class C1 today. This is where I'll be perched all day long, bringing you three of the four matches, starting off with our opener between Kearney Catholic and Norfolk Catholic. In fact, it looks like it could be an all-parochial run through the state tournament if Kearney Catholic and the Seeds hold up. Most likely Grand Island Central Catholic and Columbus SCOTUS would be awaiting. But up first, the Stars have to get through Norfolk Catholic. Should be a heck of a battle here as the Knights come in at 27-5. Although, talking to a lot of the folks, Norfolk Catholic, I'm getting the feeling that they're glad to be here. They're getting their first real test against Kearney Catholic, and they're making their first trip to the state volleyball tournament since 2007. Of course, Norfolk Catholic is one of those schools that always seems to be at state in every sport, but maybe just not necessarily volleyball. They have never made it to a state final in 10 trips to the tournament, this being number 11. For Kearney Catholic, they are the defending state runners-up, and there's only one team that they want a shot at, and that's Grand Island Central Catholic, who beat them in the state finals last year and beat them twice this year, the only two losses for the Stars, including in the district final. But that doesn't guarantee anything. The Stars have to get by the first round matchup today, and it's coming up next here on ESPN Radio. We'll be back with the starting lineups after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
Pro Team Design is proud to support our area athletes and their fans. We do that the best way we know how, which is providing quality screen printing and embroidery and unmatched service to all of Central Nebraska. For everything from youth football to college volleyball, we have the brands you want at prices you can afford. So call Pro Team Design in Grand Island today for all of your corporate, athletic, or personal screen printing and embroidery needs. Pro Team Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors, Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
Back on the New Tech Seed pregame show, where it's time to take a look at your starting lineups, brought to you by our friends at Five Points Bank, the better bank, Five Points Bank, taking care of their customers one at a time, our friends at Five Points Bank. Let's take a look now at the starting lineup. First of all, for the folks from Norfolk Catholic, here is their starting rotation. Number 4-inch junior setter, Michaela Berry. Now, she also will come up and take a few swings from the right side. 177 kills on the season as Norfolk Catholic has all six of their starters over 150 kills, a very rare statistic. She'll be followed by number 2, a 5'9 senior outside hitter, Katrina Ulmer. Number 7, 5'11 senior middle hitter is Lisa Steffensmeyer. Number 12, 5'9 sophomore outside hitter is Morgan Euler. Number 11 is a 5'10 junior outside hitter, Lynn Borgman. And number 9 is a 5'10 junior middle hitter, Amy Miller. The libero is number 4, 5'7" senior, Abby Clayton. The head coach of the Norfolk Catholic Knights is Gail Borgman, assisted by Suzanne Euler, Carrie Yannis, and Hillary Clausen. Out of the Mid-States Conference, they come in with a record of 27-5 on the season. They defeated Boone Central and Pierce in the sub-districts and swept O'Neill in the district final, their first trip to state since 2007. For the Kearney Catholic Stars, number 5, the 5'7" sophomore center, Shayla Connor. She'll be followed by number 2, 5'9" senior outside hitter, Haley McKelvey. Number 7, 6'1" junior middle blocker is Bailey Sokolowski. Number 11, 5'10" senior right side hitter is Ellie Conley. Number 1, 5'6" junior outside hitter is Michaela Vestal. And number 14, 6-foot junior middle blocker, Megan Anderson. The libero for Kearney Catholic is number 3, a 5'4" freshman, Morgan Studi. The head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars is Chris Connor, assisted by Lisa Sokolowski, Amy Johnson, and Brad Childress. Out of the Luplat Conference, they're ranked 3rd of the state with a record of 28-2. This is their 13th trip to the state tournament. They've made the finals twice, runners-up in 1985 and 2010. In the sub-districts, they defeated Adams Central and St. Paul, and then were defeated by Grand Island Central Catholic in the district final and qualify on a wild card. They are the number 2 seed in the wild card points here in C1. Also for Kearney Catholic today, you'll see a lot of kids coming off the bench. Theron Baum, a 6'1" junior right side hitter. You'll also see Mackenzie Smith, a 5'6 sophomore, come in to serve. Allie Prasoski, a 5'4 freshman. Jamie McCann will come in as a defensive specialist. So 10, 11 girls is what you will see here for Kearney Catholic. Balanced on the attacks, led by Sokolowski and Mestel, with Megan Anderson right behind. And for Norfolk Catholic, Katrina Ulmer is their leading attacker with 202 kills. But as we said, according to the stats, the Knights have 5 players with over 150 kills. Michaela Berry and Rachel Weezer are their setters, and it's basically Shayla Connor for Kearney Catholic. And that is a look at the starting lineups brought to you by 5 Points Bank, the better bank. 5 Points Bank, taking care of you one customer at a time. Well, we've got a lot of volleyball that's getting ready to be played here. The other 12:30 games across Grand Island and Hastings in Class A. Senior High is playing Lincoln Northeast. Class A at the Heartland Event Center. Class B is at Grand Island Senior High, where Elkhorn South is playing Garing. C2 is at Hastings High, where the top seed Lutheran High Northeast is playing Elmwood Murdoch. In D1, they're at Grand Island Northwest as Cedar Valley takes on West Point Guardian Angels. And in D2, they're playing at Grand Island Central Catholic, where Howells is playing Hampton. We'll be back with more on the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation right after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show on ESPN Radio. See Terry or Jason Stark or your New Tech Seed dealer near you. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Glad to have you along with us here today on ESPN Radio. Then we'll switch over to Classic Hits 98.9 for the Central Catholic Concordia match at 2:30. Minden and Ogallala tonight at 7:30. Also tonight at 7:30, Giltner Bertrand on the Breeze 94.5 FM. And St. Cecilia plays North Platte St. Pat's. That match is at 5:30 over at Hastings High School. So all of that coming your way as we continue coverage of the State High School Volleyball Tournament, brought to you in part by Midwest Heating and Air of Grand Island. Your comfort is our business, Midwest Heating and Air. It is the pinnacle of the high school sports season for these young ladies as they get ready for the State Volleyball Tournament. Kearney Catholic and Norfolk Catholic, and we've got it all for you right here on ESPN Radio. Norfolk Catholic will be wearing the red with white trim. Kearney Catholic wearing their green uniforms with gold and white trim. The Stars will be moving from right to left. And the Knights will be moving from left to right as you view it along your radio dial here at Lynn Farrell Arena at Hastings College. The winner will advance on to the semifinal tomorrow at the Heartland Event Center at 2 o'clock against the winner of the Grand Island Central Catholic Concordia match. The C1 final can be heard here on ESPN Radio Saturday morning at 9 a.m. It is the first final. The libero checking in for Kearney Catholic Studi. The libero checking in for Norfolk Catholic Clayton. Norfolk Catholic has won the toss, so they will serve it away to begin our high school volleyball action here on ESPN Radio. And it'll be Michaela Berry being our action underway. And here we go. The state tournament is underway, and across it comes to Mestel. Up to the outside, McKelvey, well off the net, takes it across. The Knights will set to the outside. First swing by Norfolk Catholic is down and good by Katrina Ulmer. So Ulmer terminates, and Norfolk Catholic jumps out to a 1-0 lead. And Kearney Catholic wastes no time substituting here, bringing in Allie Prasoski and taking Conley out, bringing in Prasoski for back row defense, although on the other corner from where that ball was served, they'll take it at Studi. Connor sets it right at the net, has to be tipped across Sokolowski, but she directs it down to the floor for Kearney Catholic's first point of the state tournament. And now Conley is right back in to play in the front row, and Shayla Connor will serve it away. We play the best of five, 3 out of 5 to 25. Unless we go to the fifth set, then you just get to 15. Here's the back set right side for the Knights, taken across by Ulmer. Stars dig. Tried to go to the slide to Sokolowski. She did tip it down for the kill, but collided with Conley over there. On a little miscommunication, the Stars still able to pick up the point. 2-1 Stars, and Connor with a very soft serve, drops it at the 10-foot line, picked up by the libero, and a middle attack taken across by the Knights. Good save by Studi, punched across by Sokolowski. Quick action, Knights on the outside. They try to tip it over the double block. Now a free ball. That is going to be dug out by Studi and Mestel. Great play by the Stars. Still alive. Middle attack stopped by Sokolowski. Steffensmeyer went for the middle, and Sokolowski was there for the ace block. But what a double team in a back row there by the Stars to pick up that first swing by Mestel and Studi. Connor wastes no time on a serve, and it'll be terminated by the Knights. Morgan Euler. That'll be her first kill, and it's 3-2 Kearney Catholic. Back to serve it away will be number two, Katrina Ulmer. Ulmer goes to the far left side, floats it across to Sokolowski, passes off the mark. It's going to be an ace. 3-3. Not a strong serve, just not passed well by the Stars, and Ulmer will have the first ace of this tournament. This time at Sokolowski, run down Connor, gets it up to Bailey in the middle, rolls it across, and it is going to hit the net and fall inbounds. Everybody gave that one a second look, but all three kills now for the Stars off the swing of Sokolowski. And into serve now is going to be Paige Herbert, and McKelvey is going to come out. So Herbert now to serve it away here. One of the three freshmen on the roster, and they all play. Across to the Knights, they'll take it over the double block there with Borgman, and she'll get the kill. So both teams still kind of just test of the waters right here as Herbert comes out and McCann comes in. And back to serve it away is going to be number seven, Lisa Steffensmeyer. Haven't seen a lot of big swings, and Steffensmeyer puts it right into the net. Service there. We'll take the ball back over to the Stars. Megan Anderson will check in, and Studi will go back and serve it away. 5-4, game one. Studi with that jump serve. The freshman unleashes. Picked up nicely there by Clayton. Set to the outside. The nice half swing over. Picked up by Studi. Connor not getting many balls to set. Mesto gets a swing on it, and it's up to the back row by the Knights. And they'll go from off the 10-foot line. Angle attack that time by Euler. Stars have it. Mesto from the left wing. She'll go angle attack. Nice dig in the back row by the Knights to keep it alive. It'll be set across. Stars, one more chance here on a free ball. In the middle, Anderson. She's blocked up front. And it'll be Kearney Catholic to knock it over with Studi. Euler in the middle. Set. Tip. Just got over. Nice point. The ball is down. They'll give the kill to Amy Miller. 5-5, game one, and our first substitution for the Knights. Rachel Weezer comes in, and checking out will be Euler. Now, Weezer comes in as the second leading setter on this team, so they bring her in to serve, but into the net, back-to-back service errors for Norfolk Catholic. And now Allie Posofsky will check into the ball game here for Kearney Catholic. Late Lutheran High Northeast up to 13-4 lead. First set over Elmwood Murdoch. That's the opening round match in C2. Serve across by the Stars and a quick termination. The Knights go middle again with Amy Miller. Amy Miller's second kill, and Norfolk Catholic looking pretty solid here in the opening set. Lynn Borgman will rotate back to serve now for the Knights across to Mestel. They try to set it to her, but there's some confusion. They go to Anderson. She is deep and out of bounds. And Norfolk Catholic has their first lead. So a point on serve there for Lynn Borgman, and it is 7-6. Norfolk Catholic actually got the first point, but since then, and now this serve out of bounds. So still trying to serve aggressive. The Knights have three errors. And into the ball game will be Haley McKelvey. Checking out will be McCann. So McKelvey's back in the front row. Mestel goes back to serve it away here for Kearney Catholic, tied at 7. And the little jump serve goes across to the Knights on the outside swing. It's off the tip and in the net, called on Kearney Catholic. A ball that was still being played. The Stars in the net. 8-7 Knights. And it'll be the libero Abby Clayton to go back and serve it away. Clayton served, deep corner there to Mestel. Connor sets right side Anderson over the double block. It's down the line and in. Megan Anderson with her first termination. And it's 8-8. We're a third of the way through the opening set. No one's led by more than a couple of points. Kearney Catholic got out to a 3-1 lead. The Knights answered with two in a row, and we've exchanged points ever since 3-3. Anderson serve. Deep middle picked up by Clayton. Center has to run it down Weezer, and it's set across out of the back row. Stars trouble. Diving save there. One arm up by Prasoski. Slapped over by McKelvey. Stars couldn't take advantage of a free ball. Right side Knights, and they'll finish it. Michaela Berry. Well, maybe the way that the stats are here for Norfolk Catholic, they are true, because five different players already with a kill in this game for the Knights, now leading it 9-8. And Michaela Berry now to serve it away. Berry, little jump serve. Studi picks it up in the back row. Connor runs under. Back row attack. Mestel doesn't get much on it. Stars have not had very many good swings so far. And the Knights have, and they find the corner with Lisa Steffensmeyer. 9-9 here in the opening set. 10-8 here in the opening set. Norfolk Catholic point. And the little jump serve by Berry hits the net and falls over for an ace. Second ace. Coach Chris Connor off the bench here. Sometimes thinking about calling the timeout. Changed her mind. I think they're in mid-stride. And the jump serve across. Overpass above the net. Joust at the net. Connor's able to dig it out. Stars have it to Sokolowski in the middle, and she tried to roll it over and mishit it. And now a timeout going to be called by Kearney Catholic. Too many errors by the Stars early on, and the underdog Knights have the lead in the opening set here in the state tournament. Norfolk Catholic 12, Kearney Catholic 8. We'll be back in a minute.
The most recommended by far, Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer's so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for three touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Carmel.
Catholic timeout, back row attack by Messel, overpass right back to the Stars, a couple of stabs, they do get it back over, free ball for the Knights, right side attack, angle, off Rosofsky, headed to the crowd, but it is run down by Messel, and Studi from the back line is able to bump it over, and the Knights will have to try again. Set to the outside, and an attack error by Norfolk Catholic, and Katrina Ulmer will give the Stars the point and break the 4-0 run of the Knights, and Ellie Conley will trot back into the ball game here. You're listening to the State Volleyball Tournament on KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, as Shayla Connor now will serve it away already through the rotation once, 12-9 Knights, and a block up front by Sokolowski, teaming up with McKelvey. Second ace block for Bailey Sokolowski. And the Stars pick up back-to-back points for the first time since they got to three. Shayla Connor has all the serving points here for the Stars. Set to the outside. We're going to be punched across there lightly by Euler. Slide, Sokolowski. That's been money, but the Knights are ready. They block it. Back row attack by Mestel. Across the net it goes, and the Knights will miss on their swing from Euler out of bounds. 12-11. Connor a chance to tie it up. Shayla, good serve, overpassed, out of bounds. A serve, Shayla Connor, and just that quickly, the Stars have erased the four-point deficit, and we are tied at 12. Connor will try and keep it going here. Deep serve picked up there by Clayton. Set to the outside. The attack is going to be overpassed by Mestel. Knights can't go quick. They're just going to tip it over. So Sokolowski tried to go with a quick return. Couldn't get the job done. Give it to Morgan Euler, I believe. Ends up with the tip. And it is 13-12, Norfolk Catholic. Serve across to the Stars. Connor sets middle. Sokolowski, big swing. It's dug out there by Abby Clayton. High set and has to be just passed across by the Knights. Slide again. Sokolowski, right side. Termination, her fourth kill. 13-13 here in the opening set. And into the ball game, Paige Herbert. Herbert will go back to serve it away. We had seen Mackenzie Smith usually in this spot, but tonight Herbert has stepped in to serve. And the Knights are able to pick it up back row, go to the outside, run the double, and it'll be taken across there by Borgman. Stars ready. Sokolowski blocked, but out of bounds. Boy, Bailey Sokolowski playing very well here in the opening set, and the Stars have regained the lead, 14-13, scoring six of the last 7 points. Paige Herbert. Floats it across to Clayton, back middle, back set, right side. The attack driven across there by Steffensmeyer. Stars will go to Mestel from off the net, left side, and she's out of bounds. It just hit enough of the tape that it kicked it wide, and the error will tie it up again at 14. McCann back into the ball game defensively for the Stars, and to serve it away, Lisa Steffensmeyer. Steffensmeyer drives it down the middle, picked up there by Mestel, set back to Michaela, left side, elevates, drives it across, dug out there by Steffensmeyer, and is passed across by the Knights. Studi trying to go quick here, Connor back to Mestel, the block is late, but she hit the net, one arm return, back over on a free ball for the Stars. Mestel one more time, that one is driven across, and another great dig by Michaela Berry, and it'll be floated across there by the Knights. Good defense here by Norfolk Catholic, third time Mestel, she tries to tip it over, the Knights pick it up yet again. But they have not been able to get a swing during this rally. Stars, Connor dumps it across the center, dug out. And it's going to be quickly taken across with the second hit. Dug out by Connor. Studi back row rolls it over. Longest point, longest rally of the match. Right side attack is down and good by Norfolk Catholic Morgan Euler. That'll be her third kill. And the serve again comes up to Lisa Steffensmeyer. Steffensmeyer floats it over to McCann. Connor again has to run over to get that just in play. Punched over by Sokolowski. Stays in the back row for the Knights. And we get a double hit called on the set. Got over there to Ulmer. Not a setter. And she tried to set it. And it's called for the double hit. So now Morgan Studi comes in to serve. 15-15. First set of this C1 state tournament. Studi's jump serve. Rolled for ace. Studi, who leads the team in ace serves, is able to pick up another one right there. And for Morgan, that is number 56 on the season, one more than Mestel had coming in. 16-15 Stars. Studi, jump serve, a lot more powerful. Clayton got an arm on it. Tough to pick it up, punched over. Stars got a chance here. High up to Mestel, left wing. She'll take it off the block. One arm return into the net, though. Give Mestel the kill. That is the first kill of the match for Michaela Mestel. And the Stars up 17-15. We'll see a timeout by Norfolk Catholic. Norfolk Catholic giving the Stars all they want here in the opening set. Kearney Catholic now on top 17-15. We'll be back after this on ESPN Radio.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
Along with our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Gouda, back with you here at Lynn Farrell Arena at Hastings College. We're around the state tournament in C2. Lutheran High Northeast leads Elmwood Murdoch 21-13. Grand Island leads Lincoln Northeast 10-5 in the first. Howells over Hampton 16-13 in Class D2. Those are a few of the updates that we have around the state. After the Norfolk Catholic timeout, Morgan Studi's back in to fire another jump serve that is set to the left side and then tipped across. And Kearney Catholic was in the net. A mistake there by the Stars when there was nobody taking a swing. Somebody just lost where they were on the court and ran into the net and gives the ball back over to Rachel Weezer of Norfolk Catholic. And Weezer drives it down the middle to Studi. Quick move to the middle to Mestel. She takes it off the tape, pops up in the air, and Norfolk Catholic will return it out of bounds. West Point Guardian Angels has taken the first set from Cedar Valley, 25-17. 25-17 in Class D1, West Point Guardian Angels. 18-16 Kearney Catholic, and Prasoski to serve. Sends it deep middle, handled by the Knights. Good pass, set to the outside. Good look, and driving it into the double block for the... No, they're going to say it hit the antenna. I thought it came off the block out of bounds, but they're going to say that Barry's attack actually was out of bounds, and the Stars will have their biggest lead of the day so far, 3 points. And as we say that, Prasoski with the first service error. In Class C2, Lutheran High Northeast has taken a 25-18 first set victory over Elmwood Murdoch. Now the serve coming across here for Norfolk Catholic. Up to Anderson trying to get involved. Block dug out of the net, back over to the Stars. Anderson's going to set it up for Mestel on the left side. She tipped it into the net. It was blocked and then returned on a free ball by the Knights. 4 point, Amy Miller. 19-18, Kearney Catholic. On the serve is Lynn Borgman. Norfolk Catholic 27-5. And that serve is out of bounds. 20-18, Stars the losses. Bishop Newman, Lutheran High Northeast. Wayne, a second time to Lutheran High Northeast, who's the number one seed in C2. And Elkhorn Valley. But they have won 12 in a row. Mestel's serve is powerful and picked up at the back line there and passed back over. Connor slides Anderson right side. Termination. Megan Anderson with her second kill. 21-18, Kearney Catholic. After trailing and being tied most of this set, they're starting to get a little breathing room here. And Mestel drops an ace in there to make it 22-18. Third ace serve for the Stars here in the opening set. And Norfolk Catholic will call their final timeout. You're listening to the State High School Volleyball Tournament right here on ESPN Radio. Brought to you by Midwest Heating and Air of Grand Island. Back after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Doug Duda back with you here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. As we are in game one of this C1 state tournament opening round contest, Kearney Catholic 22, Norfolk Catholic 18, Michaela Mestel off the ace serve Fires it across again to Ulmer. They set it back to Cat Ulmer. One arm up off the net by Prusovsky. And then it'll be passed across barely. Returned quickly that time around for Kearney Catholic. Right side attack. Anderson is blocked back to the Stars. It's staying on their side. Rolled over by Studi. And an opportunity here for the Knights who set it wide from the 10-foot line. It's rolled back again by Ulmer. Here's a set to the outside for McKelvey. Her tip attempt is picked up by the Knights. They want to go back row, and it's going to be punched over by Clayton and out of bounds. Kearney Catholic 23-18. Biggest lead continues to increase here for the Stars. It was 19-18, four in a row. Good, strong cross-quarter serve there by Mestel. And it'll be passed back across. Free ball for the Stars. They're starting to get in the groove. Right side slide. Tipped over the double block by Anderson. And it is game point. The ninth kill for Kearney Catholic. 24-18. Five in a row for the Stars. And Michaela Mestel now serves for the opening game. Chup serve stays in the back row. Tracked down there by Weezer. Outside attack going to be rolled across. Stars trouble picking it up. And they won't be able to pick it up. Give the kill to Ulmer. Her second. Side out for Norfolk Catholic, so they stay alive, but still five more game points for the Stars. 24-19, and the serve, Abby Clayton. Clayton floats into the middle of Prusovsky, close to the net, had to be dumped over, and it's good by Connor. Shayla Connor had to tip it over, and she does to get the first kill of the match for her and give Kearney Catholic the opening set here in the 2011 state tournament. Kearney Catholic 25, Norfolk Catholic 19. We'll be back and look at the numbers in a minute on ESPN Radio.
It's hard to believe, but football and volleyball season are beginning to wind down. And Misco Sports, on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center, wants to get you ready for the postseason by closing out all of their football and volleyball apparel and equipment, now 30% off. Misco's also has Cutter's football gloves at 35% off. And don't forget this month, a great deal on shoes, sandals, basketball shoes, whatever you could put on your feet, up to 50% off. And don't forget the football and volleyball closeout, 30% off all apparel and equipment now at Misco's.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Doug Duda back with you here on ESPN Radio, the State High School Volleyball Tournament. Let's take a look at the numbers that we had in the opening set for Norfolk Catholic. Katrina Olma had an ace serve and two kills. Michaela Berry, four service points. One was an ace, one kill. Lisa Steffensmeyer had one service point, one kill. Amy Miller, three kills. Lynn Borgman, two service points, one kill. And Morgan Euler, three kills. 11 kills, no ace blocks, and two ace serves for Norfolk Catholic. For Kearney Catholic, Michaela Mestel, four service points, one was an ace, one kill. Morgan Studi, two service points, one was an ace. Shayla Connor, five service points, one was an ace, and one kill. Bailey Sokolowski, two ace blocks, five kills. Megan Anderson, three kills. Paige Herbert, a service point, and Allie Prusovsky, a service point. Kearney Catholic, 10 kills, two ace blocks, three ace serves. The Stars win the opening set, 25-19, and we'll be back with game two right after this.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does the best.
Kearney Catholic will serve it away to start game two, and we are underway. The Knights will push it back over, and they're going to be called for a double hit. Double hit called on Michaela Berry, and Kearney Catholic with Shayla Connor will pick up the first point here of game number two, and Connor fires it across again. Picked up by Clayton, left side attack. Not a lot on it there by Euler. Stars go middle. Sokolowski drives it across up to the back row, and the Knights will roll it across again. Stars have it. Connor, again, Sokolowski tips it over the double block. Overpass right back to Connor. Theron Baum's going to set it for Sokolowski. She'll drive it down and good. A sixth kill for Bailey Sokolowski to go with a couple of ace blocks. So the Stars are up 2-0. We'll give you some scores from around the state tournament from other first sets in a moment as Connor serves it into the net. In Class A, Grand Island defeats Lincoln Northeast 25-16. In B, Elkhorn South beats Garing 25-18. In C2, 25-18, Lutheran High Northeast over Elmwood Murdoch. Kearney Catholic back row hits the net, but it rolls over for Michaela Mastola. The Knights will take an unloaded one, and it's blocked, and an ace block again. Sokolowski, third ace block for Bailey Sokolowski. Other scores, West Point Guardian Angels beat Cedar Valley 25-17, and Howells downs Hampton 25-20. Now Paige Herbert to serve it away here for the Stars. Paige rolls it into the middle there to Abby Clayton, set right side. The attack for the Knights down the line and good by Steffensmeyer. Second kill for Lisa. And it is 3-2 as McCann comes back in. Kearney Catholic won the opening set 25-19 as they ran off six of the last 7 points. Serve driven across to McCann. Connor sets it wide there for Mestel. Tips it over the double block. Good dig by the Knights, but they're not going to get a swing on it. It's set across there by Amy Miller. Connor fakes the slide, goes to Mestel. She terminates. Termination for Michaela Mestel, just her second kill. Stars up 4-2. And Studi now in to serve it away for Kearney Catholic. Here at Hastings College on KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings. Overpass on the jump serve. Mestel tries to go with a quick kill, but it hit the net. Popped it up for the Knights to play. They go on the left wing, rolled over there by Borgman. Here is going to be a back set to Therenbaum. She goes angle attack. Pick up in the back row by Barry. Barry now set back to her for a back row attack. Dug out by Studi. Connor sets it up to Anderson. She tries to tip it over. It's passed back. Studi had to run it over. And here is Mestel driving it down the line for a kill. 5-2. Kearney Catholic has made a couple of adjustments here since the end of that first set. And they have went on a pretty nice run here. They have got 11 of the last 13 points. And here's an ace serve by Studi. 6-2. Kearney Catholic. Studi with her second ace of the match. And the Stars, who got off to a sluggish start, are now playing better. 6-2 Stars. Game 2. Morgan Studi off the ace serve. Looks for another one. This will be picked up by Abby Clayton. Set to the right side. The attack blocked up front by Mestel. Dug out by the Knights. Tipped across there by Weezer. Stars have it to Anderson. Tip blocked by the Knights. It's close to the net, but there will be Norfolk Catholic ball. Right side off the back foot. They'll drive it over. One arm up for Connor. Stars are going to have to chase this down and pass it across with McCann. Into the back corner to Clayton. Here's a chance for the Knights. They go middle attack. It's driven across that time by Miller. Stars pick it up on a back row dig. And then Mestel's blocked, and it's an ace block. Miller got that one. Amy Miller. First ace block of the match for Norfolk Catholic. And re-entering the game is Michaela Berry. Weezer now to serve it away for Norfolk Catholic. She'll serve it right down the line. Picked up that time by McCann. Off the floor. Studi takes a run at it in the back row. Handled by the Knights. Right side. Good look. Blocked up front. Anderson and Mestel. Anderson with the ace block for Kearney Catholic on the right side. Attack that time. Stuffed. Right back to the Knights, 7-3. Both Norfolk Catholic and Kearney Catholic football teams we will see on Tuesday. Norfolk Catholic hosting Minden. Kearney Catholic going to North Platte St. Pat's in the state semifinals. And we're back to volleyball here, and a miss hit by the Knights is wide, deep, we should say. And that makes it 8-3. The Knights have not used the timeout yet, but they have to be getting close. Off the attack air. Allie Persofsky serve. Very high soft serve to the 10-foot line. Knights will try and slide it, but they set it way too wide. The tip goes into the antenna and out of bounds. And a timeout here for Coach Gail Borgman. Kearney Catholic won the opening set 25-19, and they've jumped out to a 9-3 lead in Game 2. You're listening to the State High School Volleyball Tournament on ESPN Radio, brought to you by Midwest Heating and Air of Grand Island.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Well, take you back to Hastings College. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports here in the exciting time of the year, state tournament time. Kearney Catholic winning the first set and leading 9-3 in the second set over Norfolk Catholic. And Allie Prasoski tries to give the Stars their fourth consecutive point. Knights pick it up. Go middle attack this time, driven over by Miller. Studi with a good dig, set to the outside for Messel. She elevates over the double block and drives it home. Fourth kill for Michaela Mistel. And Prasoski trying to keep the Stars going from the service line. It's 10-3. So the Knights, who are hanging with the Stars in the first part of this match, now in trouble, as the pass is going to be above the net. A little joust there, won by the Knights, but it's a free ball. Good setup for Anderson. She drives it over, dug out by the Knights, who roll it back there by Borgman. A couple of one-timers, and back over to Norfolk Catholic. Borgman again off the single block, passed over by McCann. Chance here, and a quick swing driven across by Berry. Again, Stars pick it up, and Anderson terminates. That's a tough point to stay a part of right there. Both teams just trying to keep it alive, and the Stars finally got a good swing on it. And it's 11-3, Kearney Catholic. They have scored five in a row. Anderson floats it across, almost in the net, and they do call in the net on Norfolk Catholic. It is 12-3. We'll put that down as an ace serve, actually, for Allie Prasoski. It drove the center into the net. Prasoski goes to the left wing. She changes up the service area, goes to Abby Clayton, high set, wide this time, and termination for Norfolk Catholic to Michaela Berry. Just the second kill here of the second set. I see the Kearney Catholic student section is all dressed out in plaid today over there. It is plaid day for the Stars. Stars in the middle, they're hammered at home, and knocking the wool off the ball that time is Michaela Mestel. So after getting just one kill in the opening set, she's got four here. And it is 13-4. Six kills for Sokolowski. She's got three ace blocks. Five kills for Messel, four for Anderson. Messel serve. Picked up that time by Miller. Set back to her. She has to tip it over the double block, but does a good job of dropping it on the line. And Amy Miller with her fourth kill. 13-5. Kearney Catholic, they won the opening set 25-19, but had to battle to the end to do it. They ran off five of the final 6 points. Kearney Catholic on serve receive, slide to Anderson, near side attack, right off the shoulders that time of Borgman to keep it alive and passed over. Free ball again. This time they'll set it wide for McKelvey, and she'll terminate. Haley McKelvey with her first kill of this championship, and it's 14-5, Kearney Catholic. Sokolowski back into the front row here for the Stars, and Megan Anderson to serve it away for Kearney Catholic. 28-2, ranked third in the state behind SCOTUS and GICC. Norfolk Catholic 27-5, ranked 7th. From off the net, the attack driven across by Steffensmeyer. Connor sets for the Stars. McKelvey goes again, drives it down the near line. Handled by Weezer. Overpass, joust at the net, back to the Stars. Here is a short set for Sokolowski, and she dunks it down. Bailey Sokolowski with her 7th kill. 15-5, Stars rolling here in game number 2. Anderson coming off her first service point of the afternoon. Fires it across again. Here's a good pass for the Knights. They elect to set it right back to the right side. Blocked by McKelvey. Ricochets back to the Stars. Back row attack. Mestel down and good. Well, the hitting efficiency and attack percentage between the two sets, probably about a 350-point difference right now for the Stars. And Norfolk Catholic will bring Sarah Funk in, a defensive specialist, for the first time, as Coach Borgman has to find a way to shake some things up here. 16-5, Stars, game 2. And again, it's going to be punched across by Steffensmeyer, but that works. Dumped it in front of the diving McKelvey, and Steffensmeyer will have her third kill. Don't forget, still to come, Grand Island Central Catholic will play Concordia right here at Hastings College, 2:30 on Classic Hits 98.9. Serve is just out of bounds by the Knights. They had some service problems early in the match, four of them in the opening game, but that is their first one here in the second game. Now Theron Baum is going to re-enter the ball game for the Stars, and Shayla Connor is going to go back to serve it away. Short serve, overpass above the net, and a free ball hammer home by Sokolowski. Those are the kind you love to see. Timeout called by Norfolk Catholic. So here in game two, Kearney Catholic is dominating 18-6, and the Stars won the opener 25-19. More State High School Volleyball after this on ESPN Radio.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer Grant Sparks here at Hastings College's Lynn Farrell Arena for the opening day of the 2011 State High School Volleyball Tournament. In C2, Lutheran High Northeast already won the first game from Elmwood Murdoch. They're up 14-6 in the second. Other winners of the first set, Howells in D2, West Point Guardian Angels in D1. In B, Elkhorn South and Granolin Senior High in A. Here, Kearney Catholic won the opener 25-19, and Shayla Connor now to serve it away. As we're out of the Norfolk Catholic timeout, an attack error makes it 19-6, Stars. Well, the Stars made quite a few errors early, which allowed Norfolk Catholic to get some confidence and hang with them, but now they've quit making the errors, and the Knights are starting to unravel, and they hit another one in the net. Just not seeing much in Coach Borgman off the bench saying, we need to talk, we need to communicate, and she is exactly right. Shayla Connor picking up her 10th service point of the match right there as this serves across to Clayton, set middle. There's a good look, and the attack is going to be out of bounds. Just wide on the swing from Barry. And now the Knights have to get something going so that they have a little confidence going into the third set, because this one well over 21-6. Left side attack by the Knights, blocked by Sokolowski. One arm return that time by Stephens Meyer. Stars will set it atop the mark, so just pushed over by Sokolowski. Set to the left wing, Ulmer off the double block down and good. Katrina Ulmer with her third kill. And back into the ball game for the Knights is going to be Lynn Borgman. Back to serve it away will be Katrina Ulmer. 21-7, Kearney Catholic. Ulmer floats it over to Sokolowski. Set to the outside. Too high of a set that time, and Sokolowski didn't get much on it, but a tip. Now the ball returned into the net by the Knights. 3 points away from a 2-0 lead here, and here comes Mackenzie Smith into the volleyball game. And Haley McKelvey will check out. As we see Mom Smith over there saying a little prayer before daughter serves it across here. It is picked up right side, close to that, blocked by the Stars, but blocked out of bounds. And the kill is going to go to Steffensmeyer, I believe, over there. That'll make it 22-8. And now Smith out and McCann in defensively. 22-8. And a serve for Steffensmeyer. Here's Connor. Setting right side for Sokolowski. Good dig there in the middle, picked up by Barry, and then set across. Boy, even when they're picking the ball up, the Knights can't get a swing. Theron Baum drives it through the block. The Knights trying to keep it in play as they run into the scores table, and they cannot do it. Theron Baum will get her first kill, 23-8. And, of course, the interesting story, Theron Baum was on this Norfolk Catholic team 2 years ago. She knows all of these girls, so playing against her former friends and teammates here, and Studi fires an ace. It is game point. Third ace for Morgan Studi. 24-8. Kearney Catholic a point away from going up 2-0. And Studi now ready to unleash the jump serve. There's the toss, the attack down the right side, passed above the net, and nobody could get it. The point for Norfolk Catholic will go to Morgan Euler. And all she did was overpass the ball. Anderson thought she was going to be able to go up and just hammer it right back, but it flew over her head, and the Stars weren't able to pick it up. Still game point. Rachel Weiser to serve for Norfolk Catholic. Down the line to McCann. Connor has to track it down to Anderson from way off the net. Takes it across. The Knights now just trying to pass it over. They do. Picked up by Mestel. Here's the set. Back to Mestel on the outside. She'll drive it down and good. And Kearney Catholic is up 2-0, winning the second set in convincing fashion, 25-9, after taking the opening set 25-19. So the Stars are one win and one set away from their third straight trip to the semifinals. We'll be back with more, including a look at the statistics of Game 2 after this.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punch, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You'll find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
Your second set statistics for Norfolk Catholic. Katrina Ulmer, one kill. Michaela Berry had a kill. Lisa Steffensmeyer, three kills. Amy Miller had an ace block and a kill. And Morgan Euler had one kill. Seven kills, one ace block, one ace serve. As they picked up eight of their 9 points on their own, that means only one Kearney Catholic error, and that came on a serve. For Kearney Catholic, Michaela Mestel had six kills. Haley McKelvey, one kill. Morgan Studi, three service points. Two of them aces. Shayla Connor, six service points. Bailey Sokolowski, an ace block and three kills. Theron Baum had a kill. Megan Anderson, a service point, an ace block and a kill. And Allie Prasoski had five service points, including an ace. Kearney Catholic, 12 kills, two ace blocks, and three ace serves as they dominate Game 2, 25-9. Kearney Catholic is up 2-0 here at the State High School C1 Volleyball Tournament, brought to you in part by Midwest Heating and Air of Grand Island. Your comfort is our business at Midwest Heating and Air. The third set is next.
Pro Team Design is proud to support our area athletes and their fans. We do that the best way we know how, which is providing quality screen printing and embroidery and unmatched service to all of Central Nebraska. For everything from youth football to college volleyball, we have the brands you want at prices you can afford. So call Pro Team Design in Grand Island today for all of your corporate, athletic, or personal screen printing and embroidery needs. Pro Team Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
Norfolk Catholic will serve first to start the third set. Overpass by the Stars. Connor tries to keep it out of the net. Two quick tips by the Knights, and Connor finally does tip it back over here on the opening point of Game 3. The Knights tip it over. McKelvey with the dig. It's looped over there by Sokolowski, and finally put away by McKelvey. Just one time by the Norfolk Catholic Knights, and eventually the Stars were able to put it away. Kearney Catholic scores the first point. And Shayla Connor goes back to serve it away. Connor drives it deep down the middle. Running it down, Norfolk Catholic. Again, they have to set it across. Here's the right side attack by Sokolowski. Good up in the middle there by Berry. Now a middle attack down and good for Norfolk Catholic. That's a little more of what we saw early in this match. Lisa Steffensmeyer with her fifth kill. Norfolk Catholic does okay when they get a swing, but Stars have brought so much pressure that they're having a hard time getting good passes. Sokolowski tips into the double block right back at her. Kearney Catholic will go to McKelvey. She'll tip it over. Free ball here for the Knights. Right side attack and be blocked up there by Sokolowski, who's had a whale of a match, and it will not come back. Bailey Sokolowski with her fourth ace block. 2-1 Stars. Paige Herbert will now check into the ball game here for Kearney Catholic. You're listening to KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, and as always, the World Wide Web, flatriverpreps.com. Right side attack is blocked into the antenna. It'll be a Norfolk Catholic point for Lisa Steffensmeyer, who now leads their team with six kills. Four for Miller and Euler for Kearney Catholic, seven for Mestel, eight for Sokolowski. Now Norfolk Catholic to serve it across. Picked up by Studi. Set to the outside. Here's the attack. Mestel down and good. Number eight. as the student bodies start the We Got Spirit chant. The team that's always winning starts that chant. It's kind of amazing. As Studi goes back to serve it away. Howells has taken the second set here from Hampton in Class D2. And West Point Guardian Angels has taken set two from Cedar Valley, 25-21. They're up 2-0. Studi's jump serve is across, return quickly. Studi on the dig, middle attack by Anderson. Tips it over the double block. Then Ice can only set it over there with Miller. Connor, slide, Anderson right side, blocked down, and a point for Norfolk Catholic on the ace block, Amy Miller. 3-3, game three. After the Stars won the opening two, 25-19 and 25-9. Doug Duda with you here from Lynn Farrell Arena, side of the opening day of the C1 State Tournament at Hastings College. Serve down the middle of Estill. They'll set it to the outside for Anderson. She goes near side attack and is deep. They're looking for a tip. They will not get a tip. And Norfolk Catholic takes the lead for the first time since it was 15-14 in the first set. And Weezer to serve. After her first service point, drives it over to Mestel. Connor back to Mestel, and she got it down and good. Mestel passed it a little too close to the net. Connor really kind of had to just throw it up there, and Mestel was able to adjust and get some pretty good power on it to tie it at 4. Prasoski now goes back to serve it away here for Kearney Catholic. And Prasoski's serve is in. Ace serve for Allie Prasoski. She came down the left sideline here. The Knights thought it was going to go out, and it just dropped right inside the line. The second ace for Prasoski. And for Kearney Catholic, that's their seventh service ace of the match. Allie moves to the right side. Takes it down the line to Michaela Berry. Set it back to her from the 10-foot line. Picked up in the back row, the dig by Studi. Slide right side, Anderson. Anderson off the tip, kill. Fifth kill for Megan Anderson. 6-4, Kearney Catholic. Up 2-0. Norfolk Catholic is not going to be able to let them pull away again here in the third set. They are not a comeback team. And the serve again down the line is going to be a lift call. That is another ace serve for Prasoski. 7-4. Stars in control now, up 2-0 after a tussle in the first set. Set to the outside, the Knights, and Michaela Berry drives it through the double block. Prasoski digs, outside attack, Mestel termination. Seeing the floor very well, Mestel with her match high 10th kill, and that's after she only had one in the first set. And timeout will be taken by Norfolk Catholic. The Stars have scored 5 in a row. They're up 2-0, and they lead 8-4 in the third. You're listening to the State Volleyball Tournament on ESPN Radio.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors, Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
Norfolk Catholic forced to call the timeout, trailing 8-4 here in the third set. Allie Prasoski tries to continue her run out of the timeout from the service line. Here's the set to the outside. Miller taps it across, and she'll get the kill. Amy Miller with her fifth kill. Starting to warm up a little bit here. 8-5, Kearney Catholic. And back to serve it away, Lynn Borgman. And it gets just across the net. As they set to the outside to Megan Anderson, she'll drive it home and get the kill. Sixth kill for Megan Anderson. 9-5, Kearney Catholic. Side out here for Michaela Mestel. And McKelvey comes back into the front row. Mestel's serve clipped the net. It'll be picked up there in the back row by Borgman. Stays in the back row, and they cannot get it back. 10-5, Kearney Catholic. Mestel, her fifth service point. Don't forget at the end of every match, the Misco Sports postgame show. All the final stats, coaches, interviews, and more, so stay with us as the Knights try again, but again it goes into the net. I don't think it was blocked. If it was, it was Megan Anderson. And you can tell that the air has come out of the balloon here of Norfolk Catholic. Mestel, soft serve ace. And now they're just getting everything to fall. 4 in a row by Kearney Catholic, and they've scored 9 of the last 10. 12-5, and checking in will be Sarah Funk again defensively here for Coach Borgman. And Mestel going for four in a row. And this one is passed back into the net, dug out of the net, though, by the Knights, and they will get it over. Free ball, Stars. Connor, short set middle. Anderson tips it across for the kill. Megan with her seventh kill. It is 13-5, Kearney Catholic. And they are running away and hiding right now here at Lynn Farrell Arena. Mestel into the net. Service error, one of the few here from Kearney Catholic who just struggled so mightily in the district final against Grand Island Central Catholic from the service line. Elkhorn South has won the second set from Gehring 25-21 in Class B. They're up 2-0. Here's the outside attack by McKelvey. It's blocked but out of bounds, and Haley McKelvey will get her third kill. So Elkhorn South up 2-0. Lutheran High Northeast up 2-0 in C2. West Point Guardian Angels in D1 and Howells in D2 all up 2-0, just like the Stars here in C1. Right side attack by the Knights. Berry takes it off the double block. Stars collide, get it back over Mestel. What an athletic move by Michaela Mestel in the back row. Wasn't even really facing the net, kind of hit it sideways, but drove it into the back row for her 11th kill. And Anderson to serve again. 15-6 Stars. They're up 25-19, 25-9. Outside attack over the double block for a Norfolk Catholic kill. Lisa Steffensmeyer with her team-high seventh kill. Returning to the lineup, Morgan Euler. And back to serve it away now for Norfolk Catholic. Number five, Michaela Berry. She had a little run in the first set. Hits the net, just got across. Connor, though, picks it up. Now Mestel on a quick swing. Dug out the back row by Clayton. Knights go middle, off the block, down and good for Steffensmeyer. Steffensmeyer, second on the team in kills behind Katrina Ulmer coming into the tournament. Will pick up her eighth right there. 15-8. Serve across again by Michaela Berry. Stars don't really get anything going here, and it goes off the net from McKelvey's pass across, which actually worked out on the miss hit. Connor slide right side, Sokolowski termination. Bailey with her ninth kill, first of this game, got off to such an outstanding start in this match. And now Ellie Conley comes in. Shayla Connor goes back to serve as we start another rotation here for Kearney Catholic. 16-8, but the serve goes into the net. And back over to the Knights as Lynn Borgman checks into the ball game. Don't forget, 2:30, Grand Island Central Catholic will be playing Concordia, a rematch of last year's first-round match in which the Crusaders just dominated that first-time opponent in Concordia. But Concordia was very young and looks for another shot here as Ulmer fires an ace serve. That's her second. Ulmer, another good serve, but Connor gets the set, rolled over by Sokolowski, and Bailey will get her 10th kill. So a three-headed attack monster so far by the Stars. 11 kills Mestel, 10 Sokolowski, 7 for Megan Anderson. And back to serve it away will be Paige Herbert. Herbert serve. Puts a lot of topspin on that one. Pass off the mark. One-arm diving save that time by Berry. Stars have a chance to go middle, and Sokolowski will muster that one to the ground. And it is 18-10. Definitely see improvement for the Stars here today as Herbert's serve comes right down the middle to Clayton. Set short in the middle, tipped across that time by Euler. Stars are ready. Back set to Conley. She'll roll it across. The Knights struggle to get it back over. Clayton will have to bump it over. Free ball here. Studi to Connor. To Mestel on the outside. It's down and good. Number 12 for Michaela Mestel and her fifth of the set. 19-10, Kearney Catholic. Timeout, Norfolk Catholic. We'll be back in a minute on ESPN.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business.
They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Out of the timeout, Paige Herbert serves an ace for Kearney Catholic, and it is 20-10, Stars 5 away from advancing on. State volleyball brought to you by Midwest Heating and Air of Grand Island. As the serve across, dug up there by Steffensmeyer, rolled across, Herbert with the dig. Connor, back set right side, Conley is deep and out of bounds. So back over to Norfolk Catholic we go. Again, plenty of volleyball to follow, so stay with us as we'll switch over to Classic Hits 98.9 for Grand Island Central Catholic's first round matchup with Concordia, and then tonight, Minden against Ogallala. Outside attack, Mestel tried to go angle and drove it into her own net. So the attack error makes it 20-12. Don't forget the Misco Sports postgame show will follow. Again, overpass on the serve. Connor does a great job just to keep it alive so it can be punched across by Sokolowski. Knight set to the outside, punched into the double block. Free ball attack here. Sokolowski has the ball popped up above the net. We'll put it down and in. 12th kill there, but Connor did an outstanding job to keep that out of the net. Grandma's really happy about that. And now it's back to serve it away here for the Stars. Studi on the serve. Jump serve across, 21-12. Stars, back row. Studi with another great dig. Messel off her back foot, rolls it across. Dug out there by Ulmer. Punched across Knights. And we've got a back row attack called on Norfolk Catholic. One of those when your center can't go above the net, which she just did, and it is 22-12. So Studi to serve, 22-12. Stars looking for their third straight trip to the state semifinals, and Studi's jump serve is just off the back line. Last year, state runner-up, the year before finishing third. So third, second, and you know what the next step the Stars want to take is, and that's all the way to the top. Back to serve, Rachel Weiser here for Norfolk Catholic. Last gasp for the Knights. Right side attack, Conley. It's blocked up front. Getting an ace block, Lynn Borgman. And a point for the Knights at 22-14. Knights have to get a heck of a run. They'll have to get their biggest run of the afternoon right here. Weiser across to Mestel. Connor sets it back to her in the middle, and Mestel says no run here as she will get her 13th kill. Just getting stronger as this match moves along. Rosowski now in to serve it away. 23-14, Kearney Catholic. 2 points away from a 2 o'clock match tomorrow at the Heartland Events Center. Rosowski floats it down the left side. Picked up by the Knights. Libero, Abby Clayton, swatted across. Stars trouble. I don't think it was blocked. 4 hits will be called. 23-15. So a side out here for the Knights, and Lynn Borgman to serve it away. And Borgman serves it into the middle. The attack by Megan Anderson off the block, and it is down and good, and it is match point for Kearney Catholic. Match point for the Stars on the Megan Anderson kill. And to serve it away, Michaela Mestel at 24-15. But first, we're going to see Haley McKelvey sub back into the match here. And the serve by Mestel just barely got over. Knight set right side, Miller attack. Off the tip, it's picked up Prasoski. Connor sets, Anderson slide. It's blocked, but out of bounds. And the Stars, no, they give it to Norfolk Catholic. Okay, they said it was out, but it was off the antenna apparently. And give the block to Borgman. It's still game point, 24-16. Serve to Studi. Connor sets Anderson right side. This time it's blocked. This time it's out of bounds. This time it's Kearney Catholic's point. And the Stars advance on to their third consecutive state semifinal with a straight set win over Norfolk Catholic, 25-19, 25-9, and 25-16. We'll be back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this timeout.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs.
At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
The most recommended, by far, Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
And welcome back to Lynn Farrell Arena here on the campus of Hastings College for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, open Monday through Saturday for your shopping convenience. Whether you need Kearney Catholic gear, Kearney High, the Lopers, or the Huskers, they've got what you need to look good and feel good at Misco Sports. Open late nights till Thursday, 8 o'clock tonight on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Norfolk Catholic will end their season at 27-6. Kearney Catholic will improve to 29-2 with a 25-19-9-16 victory over the Norfolk Catholic Knights. They'll play tomorrow at 2 o'clock in the semifinals against the winner of the Grand Island Central Catholic Concordia match, which begins here in an hour at Hastings College and will have for you on Classic Hits 98.9. We expect to have a chance here to talk to Coach Chris Connor after the victory, and we'll take a look at the statistics here. A nearly perfect third set for Kearney Catholic. For the Norfolk Catholic Knights, Rachel Weiser had two service points in that set. Katrina Ulmer had an ace serve. Michaela Berry had a service point. Lisa Steffensmeyer, a service point and four kills. Amy Miller had an ace block and one kill. Lynn Borgman had two ace blocks. I had Norfolk Catholic for five kills, three ace blocks, and one ace serve. For Kearney Catholic, Michaela Mestel had four service points, and one of those was an ace. She also had six kills in that set. Haley McKelvey had two kills. Morgan Studi had a service point. Shayla Connor continued to do a solid job from the setting position. Bailey Sokolowski had ace block and four kills. Megan Anderson, two service points and five kills in that game. Paige Herbert, three service points, one was an ace. And Allie Prasoski, three service points, two of them aces. 17 kills, one ace block, and four ace serves for the Stars as they win game three, 25-16, to complete the sweep over Norfolk Catholic. We'll be back with the composite stats, a chat with Chris Connor, and we'll update scores from around the state tournament right after this.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer's so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for three touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
Here on the Misco Sports postgame show, let's take a look now at the final numbers of our match, starting with the Norfolk Catholic Knights. Rachel Weiser had two service points. Katrina Ulmer had two ace serves and three kills. Michaela Berry, five service points. One was an ace and two kills. Lisa Steffensmeyer, two service points and a team-high eight kills. Amy Miller had two ace blocks and five kills. Lynn Borgman, two service points, two ace blocks and a kill. And Morgan Euler had four kills. But it just kind of kept going downhill as the afternoon progressed for Norfolk Catholic. They ended up with 23 kills, four ace blocks, and three ace serves as the Knights, who have never made it to the state finals in 11 appearances, will end their season at 27-6. They're 3-8 in the first round of the state tournament. and they will lose just a couple of seniors in Ulmer, Abby Clayton, and Lisa Steffensmeyer. So this is another team that you should be able to expect to see back here at the state tournament next year, just as we see a lot of these teams this year are pretty darn young that have made it to the Hastings Grand Island area. So Orford Catholic ends the year at 27-6. For Kearney Catholic, Michaela Vestal had 8 service points. 2 of them were aces and a match-high 13 kills. Haley McKelvey, 3 kills. Morgan Studi, 6 service points. 3 of those were aces. Shayla Connor led the team in serving with 11 points. 1 was an ace, 1 kill. Bailey Sokolowski had a match-high 4 ace blocks and 12 kills. Theron Baum, 1 kill. Megan Anderson, 4 service points, an ace block, and 9 kills. Paige Herbert, 4 service points. 1 was an ace. And Allie Persosky, I have her for 9 service points. 3 of those were aces. For Kearney Catholic, I had them for 39 kills, 5 ace blocks, and 10 ace serves as the Stars improved to 29-2 on the season with a 25-19, 25-9, 25-16 sweep of Norfolk Catholic. They will advance on to the state semifinals tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Heartland Events Center, and we will have that match on Classic Hits 98.9 with pregame at approximately 1:50. We'll take a break, come back, and talk with Coach Chris Connor right after this. Timeout.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Quick. Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
It's hard to believe, but football and volleyball season are beginning to wind down. And Misco Sports, on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center, wants to get you ready for the postseason by closing out all of their football and volleyball apparel and equipment, now 30% off. Misco's also has Cutter's football gloves at 35% off. And don't forget this month, a great deal on shoes, sandals, basketball shoes, whatever you could put on your feet, up to 50% off. And don't forget the football and volleyball closeout, 30% off all apparel and equipment now at Misco's.
Doug Duda back with you here on the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Let's take a look at what's going on around the state tournament. In Class A, Lincoln Northeast took Game 2 from Grand Island 25-21. They're even at a set apiece, and Northeast was up 9-3 early in the third set. Elkhorn South took the first 2 games from Gehring, so they're up 2 games to none. In C2, Lutheran High Northeast has finished off their match with Elmwood Murdoch, winning in straight sets by a count of 25-18, 11, and 20. So Lutheran High Northeast advances to a 6:30 semifinal tomorrow at Grand Island Senior High. West Point Guardian Angels, it got tougher as it moved along, but they're able to edge out Cedar Valley 25-17, 21, and 23. So West Point will move on to a 2 o'clock semifinal tomorrow at Grand Island Senior High. And in D2, the 8th seed Hampton has taken the third set from Howells, 25-22. Howells is up 2-1 as they head to a fourth set. 2:30 games that will be starting around the state in A, Omaha Burke against Bellevue East. In B, Pius will take on Beatrice, the biggest underdog in the entire tournament field at 11-22. Here's Central Catholic and Concordia. In C2, Twin River and UTAN. In D1, Humphrey and Hitchcock County. And in D2, Brady. And everybody's favorite school, why not? And why not move on to their third consecutive state semifinal? The Kearney Catholic Lady Stars able to do that here this afternoon. And Coach Chris Connor joins us on the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Coach looked a little sluggish out of the gate maybe today, but as the match moved on, the errors quit, and you took over a team that many expected that you would. So start at the beginning. Did you feel something in the locker room today, or can you ever tell with these kids?
Well, we tried to relax a little bit more coming out. They were over there dancing and singing. I don't know. I don't really get into that. But, you know, I think they got relaxed coming out here. They seemed to have pretty good attitudes. And I know the freshmen had some big nerves, and upperclassmen did a great job of trying to relax those kids. So that first set, yeah, I mean, it was tough. And I thought Norfolk Catholic played very well. I thought they dug up some great balls that, you know, I thought were down, and they seemed to get up. And so credit to them, and defensively, we made maybe a few communication errors, and I think once it settled down, then started to go our way.
You mentioned about them, a few of the competitive matches that you have had this year, the reason they've been competitive or that you were beaten maybe by Central Catholic is that they're able to keep the ball in play. Is that something you're doing offensively, or is it strictly just good defense on the other side?
You know, you try to, you know, that second set, the girls are really proud after I told them, said you only had one unforced error, and that was awesome, you know, and that showed in the score. So that's the key of the game for us. Everything else seems to work pretty well, but, you know, just controlling our side of the net, and that's what we focused on all week. So we'll hope it continues for tomorrow.
And when you have more than one girl that can do something for you, Bailey started red hot for you, and then Michaela, who only had one kill in the first set, still ends up leading the team. And she seems to get she's one of those players that seems to get a little angry when she's not always involved. And it seemed to show there on our volleyball out there that took a beating.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough when you have, and we knew that going into the season, you know, you have three hitters that are very strong, and you try to feed them all and keep them all happy, you know, but sometimes it just doesn't work out that way. And especially, you know, when we're in system, you try to feed those middles as much as you can because you can't always get them the ball. So, but, you know, it's nice to have that balance, you know, to be able to go to any one of the hitters that we have.
You talked about the nerves of the young kids. How important was it to get them all in there?
Definitely a big thing because, you know, with I think Allie and Morgan especially, nerves are going to be huge entering their state first tournament. And the upperclassmen did a great job of trying to settle them down. I'm really pleased, though, with Morgan Judy. She went back there to jump serve, and she let the ball drop, and the crowd kind of hushed on our side. But, you know, that's a reserve. You just don't see kids do that much. And she went back there, and she got an ace, but she got him out of system on that next ball, and I thought just showed great composure. So I think those two have taken big steps in confidence.
All right, let me see. I'm going to turn the page. Oh, there they are again. 24 hours away. What do you do in the next 24 hours?
You know, I think the biggest thing for us is just to get them to relax. And, you know, they get so keyed up about it, and we just have to take care of our side of the net and not worry so much about them. You know, obviously there's some things we want to try to control, but I think it's more control on our part and just having the right mental attitude. And we've talked a lot about it this week, and so, you know, you do what you can. We hope we're on the right road, and hope one of these times is the right time.
Well, it should be a great match tomorrow, and that's assuming Central Catholic gets by Concordia for the second straight year. We'll let you get into the locker room, and Coach, we'll see you at the Heartland Event Center tomorrow. Congratulations on another state tournament win. Those never get old.
No, not at all.
Thanks, Coach.
Doug.
We'll take a final break here and wrap things up after this on the VSCO Sports Postgame Show on ESPN Radio.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does the best.
Back on the VSCO Sports Postgame Show, as we are here at Hastings College, we will take about a 40-minute break, come back with you around 2:20, 2:25 on Classic Hits 98.9, as Grand Island Central Catholic, 29-3, ranked number 2 in the state, will take on Concordia, 23-6. The Crusaders just crushed this team last year in the state tournament, and so maybe a lot of their nerves will be gone, even though they only have two seniors and only have 10 girls suited up on this varsity program, making just their second trip to the state tournament. And then, of course, tonight at 7 7:00 on Classic Hits, it is 7:30, it is Minden against Ogallala. Also at 7:30 tonight on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, Bertrand will play Giltner, and Hastings St. Cecilia will take on North Platte St. Pat's at 5:30 on KHAS. Just a